This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
McCarran Airport in Las Vegas, Nevada. And the reason I'm doing that is because my plane has been canceled like three different times, and there was no way to jockey into position, if you know what I mean, onto an earlier flight. So I missed everybody, and I wanted to make sure that we had a show for you during this tonight. So I thought, why not? You may hear some music in the background. You might hear some slot machine action if somebody screams. It's not Mega Millions, but they could have won a little something-something, if you know what I mean. I've got airport announcements to contend with and people on their cell phones, so bear with me. I think you're still going to get the best of what's going on and what the buzz is in your backyard and my backyard. So being in Vegas, so that you all know, I was here for the IMEX show. The IMEX show is a big meetings industry show where everybody and anyone comes. It's IMEX America, it's called, and event planners and people from all over the world, and every state is represented, so all the CVBs are represented, and you've got, people from all over the world. So there's people from Germany, there's people from South Africa, there was people from Holland, you know, just about any country you can think of, and it's about 4,000 exhibits and, you know, exhibitors. So booths. So, like, for example, I know we have listeners in Michigan, and their thing is Pure Michigan. And so they had a booth set up, and they were selling Michigan, getting people to want to come and do business in Michigan. They have appointments set up, and they talk about the various areas in Michigan that we love and know, from Mackinac Island to Detroit, and how Detroit's rebuilding, and what's happening in Traverse City, for example. And then New York City's represented, and I went and saw the people from Philadelphia, and in talking to the people from Philadelphia, they say, you know, it's not just about the Liberty Bell anymore, and we really, really sell that. So it's fascinating, and I think if you could all see it. In fact, I'm going to tell you to go to my Instagram. It's Kate Delaney Speaker. So if you're on Instagram, go to Kate Delaney Speaker. I'm going to start to post pictures and things that I saw from there. I'd love to share that with you. Or you can go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook, and I'll share that with you as well. Some of the interviews and the cool people I met from all over the country. Some of them America Tonight listeners, so it was great to get out. Let's dive into what people are talking about. People are talking about Jamal Khashoggi and what happened there, and the President Donald Trump is saying it certainly looks like Khashoggi is dead. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, we're talking about a journalist, and there's been a lot of concern about that. So the President said on Thursday that clearly, from all the intel they have, it looks like that is the case. There's been all this discussion that, you know, maybe they're wrong about the Saudi journalist, and maybe he's alive somehow, some way. But Donald Trump said, before getting on board Air Force One for a trip to Montana, he's hosting a campaign rally. He did that during the day on Thursday. He said that it looks like Khashoggi, the missing Saudi journalist and U.S. resident, and that's why there was the concern there, is dead. In an interview with the New York Times, Trump said his conclusion was based on intelligence coming from every side, and vowed that there would be severe consequences for Saudi Arabia and its government is that they're responsible for Khashoggi's death. He said, I mean, it's really bad stuff. He didn't elaborate because we wonder, okay, what kind of action would the administration take, especially with Saudi Arabia? But they suggested a couple of things, from economic sanctions on Saudi Arabia to blocking U.S. weapon sales to the Middle East. And that's, you know, this is our ally. And he said he just wanted to disrupt the longstanding relationship with Saudi Arabia, but there you have to stand for that. So, I mean, he's been missing since October 2nd, and he wrote pretty critically of the royal family and the kingdom for the Washington Post. He's been missing since October 2nd. He's been missing since he went in the Saudi consulate to get paperwork to marry his fiance. Turkish officials said he was murdered inside the building, but Saudis deny that. So what are the results? What's the results of the Turkish investigation on this whole Khashoggi thing? And it is absolutely, absolutely mind-boggling. And this is something that, this is something that is creating a stir. And it is a buzz when a journalist is murdered, especially taking action. And I applaud the president. I applaud other people for not just sweeping it away. And, of course, I'm not going to sweep it away, but it does make for a very difficult situation. All right, how about this? Mega Millions. Absolutely, everybody's talking about Mega Millions. I'm in Vegas. They have slot machines. People, they're trying to push you on all kinds of betting and gambling. People are talking about Mega Millions in Las Vegas. And, the Mega Millions jackpot is now $900 million, the largest Mega Millions jackpot ever. And it happens on Friday night, the drawing. So there was no winner in the Powerball drawing, so that jackpot's up to $430 million. And they're going to have a combined, think of this, the combined Powerball Mega Millions, $1.3 billion. I pledge to America Tonight listeners, if I win or the other wins, I'm still staying on the air. I just might have more clout. I've been doing this for a decade, and I might have like some crazy support system actually in place, which would be wild. So if you do win the lottery, one of the suggestions, you buy a ticket, you win, and you can't believe it, you faint on the ground, and it's just insane, right? They say, what do you do first? Do you call your mom, your dad, your friends, your posse, whatever? No. You call a lawyer. And there's a guy who calls himself the lottery lawyer. His name's Jason Kirkland. And he says, call your lawyer first. And you know what? It might be self-serving, but I think he's right, because there's some danger in that. I mean, there's even danger. It's crazy. But there's danger in the office pool, because then people argue about splits. Can you imagine? If you won this kind of a lottery, would you be arguing about the splits in the lottery? I don't know. I'm thinking you might not be arguing as much. You might feel pretty good about what happened there, right? By the way, since we're keeping track of the market, the Dow was down 327 points. Weak industrial earnings is what's being blamed for that. So, it's the market. It's like being at the craps table. It's interesting, passing by the craps table, I stayed at the Link, and you hear people screaming, and you see people frowning. I mean, that's Vegas. And you have to remember, when you're talking about your financial future, I always say this, people ask me about it, that's exactly what it is when you're talking about stocks, right? Up and down, up and down. Up and down. I mean, that's certainly the way it is. Here's something that's also interesting. Kleenex. Ba-ba-da-da, here at the top, buzz in the backyard, or I'm going to create the buzz. What do you think of Kleenex renaming man-sized tissues? Man-sized. So I think I don't know, am I offended by it? No, but they're rebranding their man-sized tissues, because did you know they already had them? Because, they think it's that... that's the thing to do. So, because of cries of sexism from some of the consumers, the new name, Kleenex Extra Large. You got to remember, Kimberly Clark is based in Texas. Everything's bigger in Texas. Certainly when they branded it, they didn't mean any offense by that. The man-sized product hit the store shelves 60 years ago in the UK.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin,
right,
while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called instantly ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameramen were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
And but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Welcome back to America Tonight. I'm in Terminal 1 at McCarran Airport in Las Vegas. So you might hear some strange sounds behind me. There's music. There's people occasionally walking by talking very loudly. There's slot machines going on in the background. You might not hear any of that because this piece of equipment is so incredible. Here's what we're doing next. Because it's been a couple of days, I want to dive into the mailbag. And again, I apologize. No, we have to skip it this week. No, nail the score because I cannot get back to the Dallas studios, the Dallas Fort Worth studios in time. So let's just dive into it. And here we go. This one is from Mac. Kate Delaney, boy, I've been missing you, and I've been thinking about the show. Congratulations on 10 years. Thank you for that. And I wondered what you thought of everybody running out and getting Mega Millions tickets and Powerball tickets. Who's the real winner in this? Is it the people buying the tickets? Is it the stores? What is it? I mean, that's a great question. The real winner is the excitement of the lottery being built up of where do those dollars go in your state. So, like, for example, in Texas, a big chunk of it goes toward education. I'm all for that. If there's money that's being funneled in the direction to help chunks of the state, you know, with whatever it is, and a lot of times it is education, then, hey, amen, brother. That's a good thing. I don't think there's anything wrong with the lottery. I mean, because you know, you choose to play or you choose not to play, and nobody's forcing you. So I don't think you meant that, though, negative. I think you were just curious as to what I thought. And I say to each his own. You want to play the lottery, play it. I mean, would I go out and spend thousands of dollars on it? And, you know, sometimes there's people that do that, but I'm in Las Vegas. I've seen people look very, very sad walking out of casinos because who knows how much they spent. I'm a proponent of responsible gambling, which sounds like an oxymoron, but I don't know, if you're doing it for fun and you're not losing money that you, I mean, you're losing money entertainment-wise that you can afford to lose, then, you know, that's good. It's interesting when you're in Vegas, there's all kinds of signs about, if you have a gambling problem, call this number. So I guess, you know, they're trying to at least seem responsible, and I get it. You know, people can get carried away. Lottery fever is gripping us, and that is the buzz in the backyard. So, you know, thanks for that. I got another email. This one was from Darren. Hi, Kate. I've never emailed the show before. I like it. I like when you do mailbag segments. I'm hoping, and here's a little plug, that you're going to feature my email. But I do enjoy the show. I like the man cave. I like the people you interview. I love the authors. I like that you're so kind to people, and I'm curious what it's like for you doing the show and what's the most exciting thing that's happened in the 10 years you've been on the air. You know what? It's such a good question. And when you ask me what's the most exciting thing that's happened in 10 years, that is very difficult for me to answer because I've had the privilege, my honor to address a whole bunch of people, to talk to people across the nation. There's, you know, absolutely nothing like it. And the medium is changing a bit, but it's still super exciting, and to have a wide open microphone like that is incredible. So I think that's it. I think adding all of our great affiliates, and thanks to all the program directors who are carrying us. And again, I'm broadcasting from the middle of the airport. You might hear people crinkling bags or walking by or overhead announcements, but I kind of like the authenticity of it. You know, this is broadcasting, baby. And there was no place quiet for me to go because I'd already left the hotel. So I'm sitting here talking to all of you. All right. So for that, I say it's the privilege. It's the adding the affiliates. It's the talking to people from all over the country. It's broadcasting from different areas, like even this crazy cockamamie thing now, being in the middle of an airport. You couldn't have done that years ago. It's where we've taken the show, to Grenada, to Ecuador, to Ireland, to places in the U.S., to Mississippi, to Florida, to California, you know, you name it, and hopefully many, many more, and who knows what the next upcoming years are for America Tonight when you talk about places to go and what we broadcast from the Republican National Convention, you know, all that kind of stuff. Let's go to another one. This one is from Jake, and Jake says, Kate, I'm wondering what you think when you look at movies, what movies have you really, really liked? I mean, that's interesting. What do I think when I look at movies? I like action thriller movies. I mean, some people bag on me for this, but I even like the Marvel comic stuff, the Avengers, all of that. I loved A Star Is Born. I thought that was really, really good. I liked the Tom Cruise Last Mission Impossible. You know, my taste varies. So when I talk about movies, it's kind of all over the map. But except for that, definitely action films, they would ping off the charts for me. And, you know, even a lot of people didn't like The Post, but I don't know, I like The Post because I like the old, it was that old journalism, knocking heads with the Pentagon Papers, and, I mean, of course, that's been over a year for that one, but it's out where people can stream it now, so I guess that's why I'm thinking of that, probably. So there's your answer. And I don't think I've seen the best movie yet. I did like the First Man. I liked the biopic about Neil Armstrong and the moon, and Ryan Gosling, I thought, did a great job there. And that just came out the other week, so I'd recommend that if you're into the whole space thing. It's kind of even a different look of that, I would say. Okay, let's go to this one. This one is from Sally, who says, Kate, I haven't spoken to you in a long time. I was thinking of you today when I was eating my cereal. I don't know why, but I know you sometimes talk about pop culture. Did you see that there's a Golden Girls cereal that they say is falling off the shelves or flying or whatever? I did. The company is called Funko, and they're selling this limited time thing. After I got your email, in fact, I looked it up to get more details. I knew that it was out there, but it has a collectible toy with one of the four golden girls in it. And I guess this is crazy. You know how much it sells for to get the golden girl cereal? $7.99 a box, right? But the recently one sold, I guess, for $30. So what's going to happen is it's going to be like an eBay phenomenon, I think, because it was popular in the past, and it's this multi-grain, by the way, blue in color loop-shaped thing, and some of the cereal people that in stores have, you know, been posting things on social media, and it is kind of cool looking. It's like a kitschy thing. It just says Funkos on it, I know, it was interesting that you asked me that question, because I came to Las Vegas for the IMEX show, and it was huge. I mean, every state represented, the Convention and Visitors Bureaus from Nebraska, Michigan, Albuquerque, people are listening to us in New York, the great state of Oregon, specifically Portland. I talked to those folks, and we're on KPAM there, of course. And New Orleans, they were serving beignets. Are you kidding me? And they gave me some beignets. Oh, my gosh. Luckily, I was exhausted from walking around and talking to people, but it was really, really cool. And, in fact, at the tail end of this hour, I'm going to introduce you to these two people that talk about Visit San Jose. And I used to live in California, and I remember I really enjoyed going to San Jose. It was it rocked. So talking to them about what there is to do there was interesting. And remember, Google is building their big complex there, so that makes it intriguing to people. What is that complex going to look like? And they I don't want to spoil it, but they told me about this awesome bike ride thing that they do, where like 10,000 people go on this bike ride on Fridays, and that was just fascinating to me. And some of the other states had other neat things going on as well. In Texas, all of the cities, of course, just like some of the other places were represented, like Austin and Houston and Dallas and San Antonio, and they had a big margarita party, and they were telling people about everything from the Riverwalk to the Alamo, as far as San Antonio, and it was fascinating to see that other view of it, of what, where people were holding meetings, and where some of you may even been going to meetings, big or small meetings, it doesn't matter, and what are some of the cool, innovative things that are, you know, happening. I like it. It was super interesting. Okay, I want to squeeze in another one. This one is from Alec, and Alec says, "Hey, Kate Delaney, I have a question for you. Somebody told me you have a golden retriever, and I've heard this Kate's Kibbles thing, so tell me about it. Is it healthy dog food?" Yeah, Life's Abundance is the manufacturer, and they do small batch, so the food is healthier than what you grab off the shelves, and I think it's been awesome for Mahalo, because he's 9 years old, and then you worry about hips, and you worry about his legs and everything else. And so, yeah, go to kateskibble.com. I pay for it. It's good to me for sure. I stay with us. Much more coming your way next here on America Tonight.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
And Schumer knows this, and Nancy Pelosi knows this, but they just don't want to give us the victory. I know for a fact. They said, you know what, we can't let them have the wall, because that would be another campaign promise fulfilled.
President Trump at a Make America Great Again rally in Missoula, Montana, saying Democrats are backing a caravan of people from Honduras heading here to the U.S. There are reportedly 4,000 in the group, including children, unclear who's paying the bill for food and water along the journey.
This will be an election of Kavanaugh, the caravan, law and order, and common sense. That's what it's going to be. It's going to be an election of those things.
Stocks down on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average losing 327 points, the NASDAQ dropping 157, and the S&P 500 losing 40 points. This is USA Radio News.
Attention! Sorry I'm talking a little loud because I want to reach people with a hearing problem. Do you want to hear better for just $299? Yes, not thousands, but for $299. You can hear all the sounds you've been missing for years. Hearing Help Express has been helping people hear better, selling top quality hearing aids for over 30 years. Now is your best chance to hear better with hearing aids for $299 with our free 45-day home trial offer. And you don't even need to leave your home or get a hearing test. Call now to start your free 45-day risk-free home trial offer. All it takes is a free hearing consultation. Learn how Hearing Help Express can improve the quality of your life with better hearing. Call now.
800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. That's 800-516-7448.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
I was an anchorwoman before I was a speaker in California, and I experienced some wonderful times in San Jose, and now it's even exploded even more, especially with what's happening with Silicon Valley and Google, etc. But just, I think what people don't know about San Jose, it's also this cool little, I thought of it like a cool little hamlet in a way. The downtown was awesome, and it still is because I've been there, I've been back there. So Cheryl, what a setup for you. I think San Jose is a little bit of sugar, spice, and everything nice. I mean, I do.
San Jose is very quaint, and we have the downtown feel with being able to be walkable and having all the hotels located around the convention center, and there's multiple bike trails and things to do within the area, where we have the Children's Discovery Museum, we have the Tech Museum of Innovation, we also have the Museum of Art, where we put a lot of multiple events. We also manage the theaters, so we can overflow into the theaters for meeting space and use those venues when we run out of space in the convention center. So it creates the whole downtown feel, and it's like a huge campus, and the customers seem to like that because it's all walkable. There's no bus transportation that would be needed.
So that's one of the things that you would offer if people are going to have conventions there, et cetera, bring business there, is we love our neighbors to the north, San Francisco, but it's so easy to get around here.
It is very easy to get around, and we do have the light rail system. And when we use the uptown properties, we do promote the light rail. So, and a lot of the hotels will incorporate potentially using light rail passes within so that they can get easy access to downtown. Or we will do the transportation through our through Visit San Jose. We'll manage the transportation to the outer properties and bring them into the downtown areas.
In this business, and you know, here we are at IMEX, and you look around, and there's a zillion destinations. How do you keep relevant, and how do you stay competitive? It's a tough question. I know it's one I ask myself every day myself. I think every American in a world where, you know, listen, we live in the Zoom 7 seconds to make an impression world. There's no question about it. And I've been to San Jose and I love it, so I don't even have to sell it because I feel that way. I've spent time there. But it's tough when you have to paint that picture.
Competitive is number one. We try to work with the planner as best we can, and we know what we're selling, and we know what our properties are, and how we can make the best package as competitive as possible, and keeping the customer's focus within our our guidelines of what we can do, and making sure that it's going to be fruitful for the convention center as long as for the city, and continuing to drive that economic impact, and making sure that we keep up with our repeat customers, because again, repeat is a lot easier to book than a brand new customer, and making sure that we continue to look at what our other destinations are doing so that we can say, okay, well, this destination did this and it seemed to work, and so it's making sure that we're reaching out and with our counterparts and seeing, you know, how they are managing meetings and events.
That, I think that was dead on. You were right on with that answer. All right, so you're in San Jose. What's your personal favorite thing about San Jose? Is it a restaurant? Is it a nature walk? Is it a museum? Is it the people? What is it?
I would say it's the Guadalupe River Walk. And the Guadalupe River Walk actually goes from downtown all the way out to the airport. So we do a lot of, like, fun runs, and a lot of the attendees that come into town, they actually go to that river walk to run back and forth. I think Ben runs it once in a while when he comes into the city. So being able to be on the river walk, and it, I mean, as much as water is in there, it's kind of gets you out into the air and the nature and stuff.
Awesome. What's your goal for San Jose? Your personal goal, would you love to see happen? Because you have an awesome role. I mean, you're like the queen bee of San Jose.
My personal goal would be we would have a 1,000-room high-rise hotel, and CSJ would manage it.
I love that answer. That's good. Oh, we all want to stay in one of those. It's perfect.
Exactly.
All right.
And because, you know, we don't have a 1,000-room hotel.
Right.
So that would be something that we would need to work on with the city and making sure that we get that, because that is a competitive piece for us that we would need.
Yeah. All right, one last question. What keeps you up at night?
What keeps me up at night? Oh, that's a tough question. I would say making sure that my teammates have the tools and are happy and want to continue to do the best job that they possibly can, and making sure that I'm there to support them so that we can continue making our goals and objectives.
That is a perfect answer. We can't do any better than that. I have to wrap this up. Cheryl, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I said, so interesting. We're going to get another perspective here from Ben from Visit San Jose. And you already know how much I personally just like San Jose. Let's talk about Google and what Google's doing. Because, you know, Google has definitely put it on the map. There's no question about it. Now there's this giant campus. Tell us how that's going and what does that mean?
Yeah, we're super excited. It's still in its early phases. They're just wrapping up acquisition of land and are looking to start development in conjunction with the extension of BART, the rapid transit system for San Francisco, extending all the way into downtown. It's incredible potential for downtown. It's pretty transformative. Would essentially almost double the footprint of downtown San Jose when it's all done. We're still in early days. I think they're targeting 2025 to be the completion date.
Wow.
So there's still a lot more to come, but it's an exciting opportunity to really expand the downtown and really continue transformation that began a couple of years ago and is already developing rapidly with the downtown core of San Jose.
You know, it's funny you say about developing rapidly, too, and in attracting with that expansion with Google, that also means apartments and that kind of stuff and finding living space, so that has had to have exploded.
Oh, yeah, no, it's been a couple of years in the making. We've seen, high-rise apartments coming in. We've seen a rapid expansion of commercial leases, everything from WeWork to Amazon's R&D development coming in downtown. Our original high-tech downtown tenant, Adobe, is going to build another tower and is expanding their presence downtown as well. So
wow.
Google's like really a culmination of, what we've been seeing with development downtown, new restaurants, new, bars, nightlife coming in. And it's really, very big cherry on top of the sundae, really, with downtown San Jose getting off the ground.
I bet it is. When you're economically dealing with all that and you're crunching all the numbers and stuff, and again, that's exciting, and then keeping up with the growth, what do you think is the hidden secret about San Jose and living there that maybe people don't know?
I think, there's a lot of different perceptions depending on where folks come from around San Jose. I think the thing I always liked about it is you've got, this really cool developing urban core that's just as great as any other city in America, but you still get these little small town neighborhoods and patchwork quilt of neighborhoods, whether it's Willow Glen or Japantown, that make really, unique communities surrounding that core. The diversity of San Jose, both in terms of the people, but also in terms of just access to nature, great wineries, great food, great nature. It's really a diverse place.
Boy, I bet it is. And in talking about looking at the future and forecasting for that, and obviously being here at IMEX, it's attracting business. So how do you do that? It's like what you were talking about with Cheryl, getting the word out.
Yeah, it's really about, sort of making, making our story, we're in the heart of Silicon Valley, but, we've got our neighbor up to the north, which is, internationally known city, and, it's about authentically, representing what we have to offer, which is, we've got an incredible urban feel, but it's in an accessible, approachable way that for different pieces of business, for the right-sized group, they can feel like they own the entire city, and it gives you that perfect balance between big city, small town.
Yeah. For you, what's the best thing about San Jose personally that you just love?
I love all the access to nature throughout the city. As Cheryl mentioned, there's the Guadalupe River Trail. I also love the food scene there. They've got a lot of great things. San Pedro Square Market's like my favorite place to hang out. It's got over 30 different food stalls, craft beer, great wine, and all built around this incredible courtyard that centers on one of the oldest structures in San Jose. It's an incredible place to hang out and relax.
All right, what keeps you up at night?
We're in the heart of Silicon Valley, and it's fast, and it's changing, and it's disruptive, and you never know what's going to come next. So it's exciting, and it's terrifying. It's all those things at the same time, but it makes it a great place to live and a great place to work.
Well, it was nice to meet you and to meet Cheryl, so thank you so much.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it. Yeah.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. Privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
What a pleasure to welcome Mario Lopez to the show. You remember him from Extra, Dancing with the Stars, A.C. Slater, oh, my favorite show, Saved by the Bell, and a myriad of television appearances. I mean, every time I turned around, I saw Mario Lopez's mug on some magazine. So cute, so talented, and happy, happy birthday, and thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you so much for that sweet introduction. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, quite a resume. I mean, it's got. I was thinking about this today because I saw you one time with your parents, and you were talking about how proud you were. They must be incredibly proud of you. When you were growing up, did you ever think you'd have this kind of career that was just so explosive, so big in so many different directions?
No. You know, the answer, I mean, I'm first generation here, so my parents were immigrants, and they didn't know anything about this. It just sort of it was an accident, to be honest, and it fell into it, but I'm very grateful.
Yep, and I bet you they're grateful for today because today is your birthday, so happy, happy birthday.
Thank you. I know. Appreciate it.
Yeah, 35. You don't look a day over 30, right?
No, I'm 45.
I know you're 45, but you don't look 45. And what does 45 look like anyway? And part of that, I'm sure, is keeping yourself in great shape. Is that hard to do when you're on the road and you have the kind of life you have and you have children, small children?
It is. It is, you know, especially when you're traveling on the road, you're eating out, you know, it requires a certain discipline and stuff. I'm not a calorie counter or anything, but I try not to eat like crappy food, if you will, all the time. So it is tougher when you're traveling a lot.
And so one of the things that where people can catch you is you've got this YouTube channel where you're cooking alongside your wife and your kids. And how did that all start?
Yeah, that's the Lopez Family YouTube channel. And we just kind of wanted to represent the five F's, which are family and food and fitness and faith and fun, and try to give a positive portrayal, and thought it'd be cool videos later on to look back at for our kids. So, we're having a good time with that. And that's why I was really excited to partner up with Undeniably Dairy, because that essentially is the same message, where they're focusing on families getting together for meals and really bonding. Their studies show that half the people bring devices to the table, whether it's iPads, phones, whatever, and you're not really connecting, right? So it sort of defeats the purpose. So, you know, it's a big rule at Casa Lopez. We put away everything and we engage as a family. So, you know, I'm happy to be partnering with them.
Yeah, and talking about Undeniably Dairy, the campaign that they did, the survey, as you're well aware of, Mario, they explored how people connected and how they felt with farmers and their local food sources. And this survey was brilliant, actually. 7 out of 10 Americans think it's important to get to know the farmers who make the food they eat. When you and I were kids, we weren't doing that. I think that's very, very cool, don't you?
I think it's great that people are starting to want to learn more from where their food comes from. And it's another thing with Undeniably Dairy is learning about the dairy farmers. And they're all family-oriented, and it's usually over generations. And people really will respond to that. And I think, you know, how can you not support them? So, you know, I'm happy to hear that people are starting to be more inquisitive about what they're putting in their bodies and where it's coming from.
Yeah, absolutely. I have to say that I went and checked out your YouTube channel. It's great, and you share recipes and whatnot. And one of the recipes that caught my eye, and somebody even sent it to me, just bits and pieces of it. I wanted you to give us kind of an overview of it, because my listeners would appreciate this. As I, besides this, I also do a show on NBC where I talk about sports, and you know how that is, Mario. You sit down, you watch a game or two. This bacon and cheddar macaroni casserole. Ooh, what are the key things to making that correctly?
You know, it's taking your time and just following the steps, to be honest. I think people like to get creative, especially when they're making the casseroles. But there was a lot of trial and error. And so I think if you just kind of, when you're starting out, stick to the steps, you should be fine. If I can do it, then, you know, anyone can do it.
And I'm going to tell everyone that I'm going to put that up so everybody will be able to see that on Facebook. But you do,
Great. You
know, you do the whole grain elbow macaroni, unsalted butter, the usual stuff. You've got low fat milk in it. You've got reduced fat cream cheese, and it just makes your mouth water. And boy, oh boy, sounds so good. And it is perfect for to watch, you know, football. I wondered this about you, I didn't see this anywhere, but I guarantee I know this. I know you're a sports fan. Are you a big Rams fan, or are you with those Chargers who tried to leave San Diego and now they're claiming L.A.?
I'm the Chargers because I was originally from San Diego and now claim L.A.
You are the fan. You need to get people in L.A. behind them, because you got a great quarterback in Philip Rivers. But the problem is San Diego is great when you were watching them in San Diego, but now you got these two teams in L.A., which actually makes it kind of interesting, because, as you know, and especially doing all the entertainment and everything you were, there was no team in L.A. for a while.
No, I know. We ended up with two. Well, winning solves everything, but I'm pretty much L.A., supportive all the way. I'm with the Chargers, Dodgers, Lakers. So those are my teams.
Yeah, do you like the Dodgers' chances this time around after going to the World Series last year and just losing in that seventh game?
I was there for game one with my son. Cool moment. Got to, with the Boys and Girls Club, hand the ball off for the first pitch. And then I was there for game... Actually, I was there for game one and two and game seven, where we unfortunately lost it all.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're 8 games away from winning it all, so we'll see.
All right, so go Dodgers. I'm with you on the whole Dodgers thing. I'd be remiss not to ask you this because I know people have heard me talk about Saved by the Bell. I really did. I really loved that show growing up. And so many great episodes. Is there one moment that stands out for you in all that time with Saved by the Bell, like the best moment?
Not really, to be honest. I mean, it was all sort of like a blur because I went to high school, real high school, at the same time. But it was fun, and just as a whole, you know, had a great time with it.
Yeah, and it seemed like all of you were close. You've even had, like, reunions and stuff, right?
Yeah, yeah. No, all get along, which is fortunate because that's not always the case.
Yeah, and of course, all those years being in Hollywood, being an actor, then doing a show where you dealt with every single day entertainment. Entertainment has just exploded, and you've seen that over the past decades, right? That the quest or thirst for more knowledge on what's happening with actors, etc. I think it's just gotten bigger and bigger. What do you think?
Well, I'm happy about that, and I agree with you, and that's why I've been able to host my entertainment show Extra for 10 years, and also my radio show On with Mario for another 5. So, you know, I hope it continues to be the case. But I'm a big fan too of entertainment in general. I love TV, I love movies, music. So, you know, very grateful for what I do.
Yeah, and in doing that, you've met so many people, and this is another one of those kind of hard questions, but was there somebody that you interviewed or talked to that you just really loved talking to them? Some actor, somebody that we would recognize?
I mean, there's a lot, to be honest. I mean, I think the bigger the stars, the cooler they end up being. I mean, so many to name, but, you know, especially when the ones you grew up.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, as a kid, when you meet your childhood heroes, it's always great.
Yeah. Did you ever interview Clint Eastwood?
Yes, I have. He was actually one of the last on my list. Funny you say that on my bucket list to interview him. And he did not disappoint. He was super cool and, you know, legend. So really appreciated that.
Well, he probably could appreciate you because, like you, he understands the value of learning a lot about a lot of different things. He's that kind of guy. I had the chance to interview him, too. And what's cool about Clint, as you know, is, you know, does the actor thing, but then gets behind the camera, gets behind a lot of these films, and you see the success that he's had, which has been pretty incredible, right?
Right. Yeah. Right, yeah. Exactly. No, I agree. Huge fan.
Well, I know it's your birthday. We don't want to keep you for too long, but I got to ask you about your gorgeous kids. What's that like, the whole father thing?
Oh, I love it. You know, I feel very blessed. It's up to me to keep going, but, you know, got one of each, and it's the best role I've ever had. And another reason why I was happy to kind of partner with the campaign to stress the importance of family, get together over a meal, and making it a priority.
Yeah, so let's bring it back to that as we end this. Undeniably Dairy, that campaign, they did the survey of over 2,000 adults to explore how connected people felt with farmers, their local food sources, and together, like you said, at Casa Lopez, no devices, no phones, no iPads, none of that, right?
Right. No, the study did have them bring, unfortunately, some sort of device to the table, but everyone agrees that...
Yep, I think it's...
When you're without it. So, you know, it's a rule at our...
I think it's good because that sharing meals thing is so impactful. And you know that, I'm sure, from growing up, too, as well. So happy birthday. Enjoy the rest of the day. And thanks for spending some of it with us, Mario.
You got it. Nice speaking with you. Thanks for your time.
Thanks.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use.
Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.